The victim mentality is the one thing that will hold you back the most in life. It's like a plague that completely ruins your self-worth and overall perception of reality. And it's easier now more than ever to fall into it. One of the main reasons for this is because social media and Hollywood have created a bullshit illusion of how life should be. And people allow self-pity to take hold because they think that their life should be different, when in all reality, life is how it is because of our actions. Every action that we take on a daily basis, down to the smallest ones, have either a positive or negative impact. And we usually don't see the impact until later on down the road, which is why it's not often taken into consideration. This can be a powerful realization, though, because it gives you more control over your life. Social media is also an easy way for people to vent their problems to the world and get sympathy from others. They do it so much that it becomes addicting and they start to feed off of it, which can lead them to self-sabotage their life without even realizing it. But what's even worse about the victim mentality is what it does to your self-image and overall potential. When you start labeling yourself as a victim of life, it paints a doom and gloom picture of the world and existence as a whole. You start saying things like, I will never have enough, life is out to get me, bad things always happen to me, and that becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. You keep yourself stuck in this mental prison and it slowly eats away at your confidence. And eventually, you lose all hope of ever climbing higher because you don't believe that there is any hope. And you're right, there is none. But that's because you make that decision for yourself. Before we go any further, there is something that I need you to understand. The universe did not choose you and say, I'm going to make this person's life an absolute hell. If you are dealing with difficulties, it's usually because you fucked up and need to choose a new course of action so the pattern doesn't repeat, or this is an obstacle that you have to overcome in order to evolve. And I know you might be thinking to yourself right now, it's not my fault that this certain situation happened, but at the end of the day, it's better to take responsibility for absolutely everything because it allows you to take back control of your life, and then you can use that as fuel to grow. We always have some part in every situation of our lives, and if you can pinpoint what that is, you will have something new to work on, which is great. The victim is unable to realize this, though, which is why they never take action to fix their situation. They don't believe that they have free will and the ability to dictate the direction of their life. They would rather wallow in self-pity and blame everyone but themselves so they can keep feeding themselves this narrative that everything is awful. Now, my goal here isn't to go on the attack and bash anyone. The purpose of this conversation is to help you eradicate the victim mentality once and for all so you can live the most triumphant existence possible. It's also a reminder to myself because everything I'm saying is a realization that I've had to come to in my own life because I was stuck in this vicious cycle as well. And I promise you that once you are able to break free from it, your entire life will change for the better. Falling into this trap was easy for me because of my past. My parents had me when they were in high school. Neither of them came from wealthy backgrounds, and they were essentially on their own at a very young age. And within 6 months of me being born, they separated. My mom decided to run off with me as an attempt to cut my dad out of the picture. And at the age of 19, this dude got a lawyer, took full custody, and drove 24 hours to find me in the basement of a rundown house. I was pretty much living in a car seat at all times, and was barely able to crawl at 9 months old. From that point forward, I was with my dad, who worked endlessly to make ends meet while raising a child on his own. And looking back, I can't even imagine how difficult that must have been for him, but he did it. With that being said, he was young and obviously had his own shit to work through. And of course, that affected my development, which is the case for every child on this planet. And during my entire upbringing, there were mentally unstable women, specifically my mom, that just completely wreaked havoc on my life. For example, one night when I was 12, my mom called at 3 a.m. pretending to be someone else and telling me that she died in a car accident. Yeah, that's pretty fucked. But on top of that, I grew up in a lower economic area of Northwest Florida where almost everyone I knew was addicted to drugs and alcohol, living off unemployment and constantly in and out of jail. I did just enough to get by in school and prioritize drinking over anything else during my teenage years. And when I was 15, I was arrested for stealing clothes from the mall, and I continued that way of living for another 10 years or so. And this is just scratching the surface of what my early life was like. And at any point, I could have used it as an excuse to continue down this path and be a product of my environment. But instead, I chose to view it as a strength instead of a weakness. Growing up without a bunch of money made me more resilient and resourceful. It allowed me to take risks that most people wouldn't. I had absolutely no idea what it was like to ask for a handout because I was never given one. So I moved mountains to make my goals a reality. So yeah, I'm glad that my life played out how it has because it shaped me into who I am now. And it also created a very vivid mental image of the life that I don't want for myself or my family, because I've lived it. I know what it's like, and I refuse to ever go back to it. Now, I'm not telling you this to get sympathy or to paint myself as some sort of hero. It's meant to be used as an example of how you can take the worst of any situation and simply shift your perspective to see it in a more positive light. And when you do this, your entire life will change because how you view any situation shapes your reality. You can choose to be the champion who overcomes every obstacle or the victim who gets crushed by every little event. It's all a matter of how you choose to see the world and the events that are unfolding around you. There's actually a quote from Wayne Dyer that really brings this point home. He says, if you change the way that you look at things, the things you look at will change. And that's the truth. Something that has also helped me the most with eliminating the victim mindset is cultivating a mindset of gratitude. Everything that I just talked about from my own life could be seen as unfortunate, but there are people in this world and throughout history that have had it 100 times worse. And here are just a few examples. Over 700 million adults cannot read or write, which means that their potential for growth is next to none. 800 million people go to bed hungry each night because they cannot afford food. 7 million of those are children under the age of 5 who die from malnutrition every year. Roughly 2 billion people don't have access to the internet, and 100 million people worldwide are homeless. 39 million are blind and will never be able to vividly experience life, and 1/4 of humanity still lives without electricity. These are all modern issues, and it's nothing compared to what people have had to deal with in the past. So when we take a step back, it's not too difficult to realize that life could be a lot worse because most of the problems that we think we have are all superficial. A practice I've been doing for the past few years is writing down 5 things that I'm grateful for every morning. I usually try to mix them up because at first it can be pretty easy to find things, but when you purposely think outside of the box, you start finding new and unexpected things to add to the list. I think one that absolutely everyone should really think about is life itself. The odds of you ever being born are 1 in 400 trillion, and yet most people take this for complete granted. They do absolutely nothing with their lives, and they complain about their new age problems like being stuck in traffic or the internet being down for a few hours. And I think that one of the biggest reasons for this is that we are not reminded of death as much as nature had intended. When I was 18, one of my best friends died at my house on New Year's Eve, and this was a turning point in my life. I remember thinking about how he would never be able to experience another moment or see what he could make of himself. This was my first real reminder that life can be taken from us at any time, and we need to value the time that we do have and make the most of it. If it wasn't for this experience, there is absolutely no way that my life would be what it is today. Because from that point forward, I took risks to grow and I became obsessed with leveling up, which led me to want to share what I've learned to help other people do the same. I mean, I truly believe that this is the purpose of life, to grow as an individual so you can help others do the same. Because everything on this planet is in a constant state of survival. 99% of every living thing throughout the course of life on this planet has gone extinct. And it's safe to say that humans will eventually as well. And even if we don't, the sun will eventually die and everything will cease to exist anyways. But if we work on ourselves and help others along the way, we have more of a fighting chance to continue playing this game longer. And why not? Why not spend your time becoming the best version of yourself, knowing that it will not only increase your quality of life, but also for those around you? But here's the thing. None of this is possible if you are stuck in the victim mindset. You have to cultivate an attitude of unwavering positivity and believe that no matter what happens, you will prevail. Realize that you are capable of overcoming every obstacle and be thankful for the opportunities to do so, because the end result will always be you leveling up. Remember that if you are going through a season of difficulty, It's a good thing because it means that you are growing. You're getting one step closer to becoming your ideal self. Something else that has helped me shift my negative perception to a more positive one is a 7-day mental diet. I originally learned about it from a book by Emmett Fox. He suggests that if you only think good and positive thoughts for 7 days straight, you can break yourself of the bad habit of thinking in a negative way. Because at the end of the day, negative thought patterns are nothing more than a habit. And like any other habit, we can break it. The principle behind the 7-day mental diet is pretty damn simple, and it has the potential to catapult your success. So the way that it works is if you catch yourself thinking of something negative for more than a minute or two, you have to restart the diet and go back to day one. And trust me when I say that this is easier said than done. From my experience, life will throw something big at you and try to knock you off course. The first time that I did it, I ended up going through a gnarly breakup on day 5. So just go ahead and assume that it will probably take you longer than 7 days to complete the challenge. But the purpose isn't to speed through it and see results immediately. It's to reprogram your mind and start creating a new identity for yourself. Each day that you choose to see yourself and your situations in a more positive light, you are reinforcing this new belief system, and this will become stronger over time. And I know that this might sound ridiculous. You're probably thinking that it won't work. And if that's the case, then you are not desperate enough for change, because if you were, then you would be willing to do whatever it takes to change your current situation. And once again, I'm speaking from experience here. I used to think that the word positive was only used by hippies and people who didn't want to face reality. I wore my negative mindset as a badge of honor and allowed it to control my entire life. And it wasn't until I found myself at the lowest point ever that I decided to make a change. I no longer wanted to live this way, so I got obsessed with overcoming it. And at some point, you have to get tired of your own bullshit. This is the only way that you will take the necessary action to change. But no one else can do it for you. You have to want it for yourself. But all it takes is being able to see a different potential reality for yourself. And from there, you can start moving in that direction to create a new life and identity. When you catch yourself spiraling into old negative thinking patterns, give yourself a reality check so you don't exaggerate how bad the situation really is. Replace those overly negative thoughts with more realistic ones. And remember that where there is a negative, there can also be a positive. It's all a matter of how you choose to view things, which is within your control. You also need to be proactive and problem solve if you find yourself in less than ideal situations. Don't just give up and accept that this is your fate. Shift your perspective to see it as just another obstacle that you need to overcome. And you do this by taking action and moving towards it, not running away from it. You'll realize that by taking action, you feel less sorry for yourself, and you will be filled with the opposite energy, which is to conquer. And like I said earlier, the victim mindset and negative thinking is nothing more than a habit, and all negative habits can be broken and replaced with more positive ones. And if you need help with this, you can download my free tactical guide for improving habits and discipline at norsementality.com. I also make clothing, fitness accessories, and supplements to help you level up and dominate life. You can check that out at norsefitness.co and use the code podcast15 to save 15% on your first order. And feel free to reach out to me on Instagram at Andrew Cliff Lewis. Thanks for joining me today, and I'll talk to you soon.